And now this is a dictation for Lois Bissell, B-I-S-S-E-L-L, August 28, 1963. Address as a letter to Masonic Home, 466-3008. Dear Sirs Masonic, follow up for Mrs. Bissell. We did a video conference as patient resides at Masonic Home, tracheostomy, ventilatory assistant. Last visit in August, according to caregiver, patient tolerating oral diet, has not required peg feeding, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, has incontinent of urine but no infection, edema but no ulcers or discolor of the toes, has uterine cancer, followed by Dr. Akkad, AKKAB, no purulent material hemoptysis, stable respiratory failure, no chest pain palpitation following episode. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Vumex, Coric, Isosorbide, she's anticoagulated with Xarelto, antidepressants, narcotics, for the uterine cancer on Megase, progesterone. Next paragraph, weight 369, blood pressure 141/73 on the vent. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.7, which is baseline. Present GFR 31, stage 3B. Low sodium, mild. Normal potassium, mild increase of bicarbonate, low albumin. Corrected calcium, normal. Liver function test not elevated, glucose in the 200s, severe anemia 7.3, a normal platelet count, low iron saturation 17, I call for intravenous iron middle of August. I don't see a response yet. Might require further intravenous iron as she has active uterine cancer, although not reported severe bleeding. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD. Stage 4, next number respiratory failure, tracheostomy, ventilatory assistance, next number iron deficiency anemia, needs further replacement, next number uterine cancer, active, next number enlargement of the liver, ascites, anasarca, enlargement of the spleen, question chronic liver disease. Next number, normal size kidneys, no obstruction. Next number, incontinent of urine, no gross bleeding. Next paragraph, comments. She has multiple medical issues, quite severe. Overall, she will not be a candidate for dialysis. We will continue supportive care. I'm not aware of discussions, patient and family, about the severity of these multiple medical issues. I do not know for sure what is the end-of-life plan. Continue to follow with you, end of dictation.